Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
UConn is a machine. The Huskies will play for the national championship again. 86-72. UConn takes over late and knocks out Alabama.
Finally we get a contested, a game of flexing muscles. The UConn Huskies come out on top. Love the drama. Nothing but respect for the opponent. But it comes down to getting it done. It's net time, cutting down nets. It's a beautiful Sunday. We're all blessed and honored to be here on Overtime. DOC, Donald, you were completely in charge, as always, of everything that requires a brain. And because right now, dude, I'm floating. I'm that excited about the outcomes, about what could happen today. And I really wanted to see the men, the Huskies, tested. Because you don't know what a team is about until they're really tested, until they're really down by 10. And I don't know if we've seen that, but I mean, I just enjoyed the fact that there was nobody blinked. Alabama, I mean, I know they get tired of hearing it, the basketball players, well, it's a football. No, dude. They came out and represented through down. I was very, very pleased with all that I witnessed, but it's also seeing bigs again. I mean, seeing Hawkeyes. I mean, big. I mean, seeing Purdue and seeing big fella Linnell. You know what I mean? All kidding aside, it was, for me, it was good. Donald, you got so many irons in the fire. I'm wondering, did you get a chance to check any of it out?
Oh, yeah. You know I was locked in yesterday for sure.
I knew you had a lot going on, and you had a lot on the line. Did you win?
I didn't put any money down this time, thankfully.
I thought you'd be playing hard.
Yeah, I didn't. I just wanted to just enjoy the games and take it in for what it was. But, yeah, no, I was locked in yesterday.
There's, hoops galore again. We bring in Step to the Mic. Dre been with us through all this March Madness. He's a fanatic. Well, most of the people that I associate with are fanatics, are lunatics, because they're crazy about what they do. And that's not the only type of people. I mean, I do have some people, friends that are boring. But generally speaking, I like people on the edge that you just don't know what's going to happen, what they're going to say, because they're just full of adrenaline. And if you weren't into this last night, not even to mention what happened between the ropes and WrestleMania and the whole thing about the return of Rock, Roman Reigns, the whole nine yards. I mean, my sister must have texted me 100 times, sending me video, which is cool, kept me in the loops because I had to stay disciplined. I had to stay hoops. And just thinking about, knew we had this breakfast brunch 9 a.m. tip-off this morning, and I just couldn't get enough of it. And then the question of the day, And we'll pose this to our guest today that'll be on. We're lucky to get Donna Hopkins. Busy schedule. I mean, she's got a great book out, Getting to the Other Side of Victory. She's my hero. You talk about mental, physical toughness, and she's got game and her fine work, covering the Commanders, hell of an athlete, breast cancer survivor. She is just singly the toughest person I know personally. And it's competitive. Can't wait to see how the women's sports has evolved. You go by a bar, you go by a saloon, you go by anywhere now, and the talk is about Caitlin Clark. It's about Iowa. It's about undefeated Gamecocks. And nobody's trying to overhype anything. You don't have to do anything. This thing has taken on a life of its own. And it gets to be settled, not by conversation, but game on. When that ball goes up today, it's on. And that's the beauty of it. Time to bring on, is Esquire Jones available?
He is. We can go to him.
Okay, let's get to Andre, because he, I know he'll try to escape on me in a minute, because he has so many irons in the fire. I assume that the event was a success yesterday?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Doc.
Beautiful. Good morning. Good morning. You know it's more than a good morning. It's a championship moment. This is you as a Stag. You know what this is like. This is what defines you. Because either you win it or you don't. There's no
Absolutely.
Ties. You don't talk your way into it. You win it or you don't. And so the question of the day, or the theme, until I get up to high noon today, is about a lot of goat talk. We're lucky that we have goats in the atmosphere or in the vicinity. Can you be a goat without a ring?
Ah, yes. Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yes, you can. Because Larry Bird never got a ring in college, and he's a goat. So,
but you know what? I don't even think of Larry Bird as a collegiate. Even though I saw it and it was a great and all that, I think of him as a Celtic. And he's a goat. He's a beast. He's
Absolutely.
Everything he wants to be. So you got that one rejected. That's your first shot that's been sent up to the rafters. All right. You trying to bring a sycamore in. Don Staley's 3-time gold medalist, 3 times into the Final Four.
Yep.
Go ahead.
She doesn't have a ring as a player, and that broke my heart. That broke my heart because I was a huge, huge Dawn Staley fan as a player. What she did at UVA, she built it. And I mean, Doc, she was great as a player. Yeah. Now, she's a GOAT as a player, and she's a GOAT as a coach. She's just a GOAT, period. We just ain't going to say coach, player. She's a GOAT. Is Caitlin a GOAT? Yes. Yes. Doc, this is going to be interesting today. I really want South Carolina's depth. I can't even find my words this morning, Doc. South Carolina's depth.
You're not the only person. Listen, what Caitlin has done and how she's handled herself is what I'm so proud of her parents. I'm proud of everything about this woman. Because
a lot goes into it, yes.
Man, because we haven't seen anybody. I mean, look, I saw what Myers did on the West Coast, Cheryl Miller on the West Coast, you know, with UCLA and USC basketball, and seeing women in sports. This is swell. The millions tell you all you need to know. Then I watch her reaction. She getting NIL money. You couldn't tell.
Right,
she's on commercials.
Right.
What you couldn't really tell. It has not changed one fiber of her hair. Nothing.
Correct.
She's straight
Correct.
Baller, and I really
Correct.
Like that. And I really I'm not hating on the other ones. I'm just saying, act like you've been there. If you all that, then we ought to just feel you, not have to see you and smell you and do all this about you, dude. She's refreshing. But I'm going to tell you something. South Carolina has not been given they flowers. And Don, I know Don's what she's going to say, how she's going to take this. And nobody did this on purpose. It's just that step back threes, dog. It has done something that even people who don't even like basketball, and especially like women's basketball, dude, they're making this appointment. This is not fake. We're not overpumping this.
Well, Doc, like you taught me this when we were working back at Channel 9. Once I get film on you, I know how to handle you. So if I walk into a game and I got film from last year about how Caitlin by herself beat me, then now I have a blueprint to get a game plan to go into this game on today at 3 o'clock. And then also you saw how Gino, how his squad game plan for Caitlin, right? Mm-hmm. The one thing they didn't have is depth. They ran out of gas. They were too tired. But Dawn's got a lot of depth. They're babies, but they have that let's go get it attitude. That's what I'm waiting to see today. I'm so excited to see, one, if the referees let them go.
There you go. See, there you go again. There you go again. See, there, if, you know, you sound like people say, oh, they should have let an SQ. They should have let. No, they don't need to do nothing but call the game like they call it from the tip to the gun. It doesn't matter if it's the last possession. If that's your problem, play better earlier. Don't let it come down to the final moment.
And Doc, like we said, that was Friday. We in Sunday now. But, I just got to get it out of my system. But here we go. Still,
you're a political person who's trying to persuade the audience. No, you still want to go back. You still want to go back, and you want to give UConn another shot. UConn had plenty of time. Gino trying to beg his baby goat to actually ball out. And she nice.
Doc, you know where I'm at with this whole thing, man. As long as you're consistent. Now, if the big girl from South Carolina can go, there's no match for her. So we're talking about Caitlin, all respect. But let's talk about Pow Pow. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these youngins over here, I mean, we're giving grace to Caitlin, but don't forget these youngins over here in South Carolina, and they're going to play like they – you said this the other day. Be calm, be in control, and command the game. And Dawn is all of that. Doesn't lose composure. She's been there before as a player. She knows how to reach her girls. She knows what to do. Now, only thing they got to do is follow the blueprint. And if they follow the blueprint, I got Carolina by 10, getting out the door, cutting nets, and going home.
Donald, you see, he's already trying to make up for his prior losses. So he's
still hurt. He's trying to double down.
I guarantee you this. And I know you'll be out, and hopefully you'll pray for me and Donald today when you hit the church. There is just no way that this game is not going to be as good as the men's yesterday was. And I enjoyed seeing the men, the Huskies, get tested in the first half. At least
they are
being pressed,
Doc,
a little bit. Boy, that was interesting.
It was good, Doc. I mean, UConn is a machine. And shout out to my boy, Warren Blanchard, and his wife, Orlena Blanchard, two proud Boilermakers alums. They just over there just shaking pom-poms and saying, let's go Boilermakers. But they don't know that man Hurley's waiting on them, Doc. They don't know what they're about to step into on my
day. But you've seen Edie. I mean, seriously, it had been so long since I've seen a big with that attitude. See, a lot of big guys, and I love seeing I love seeing Linnell at NC State. It was a great story. He was fun. He was talented. He still is and was. I didn't see Edie smile the entire game.
He's focused.
And he's focused. And he got real skills.
He does.
Real skills.
Nice. But Those Huskies are tough, man. Those Jokers are tough.
No, I know. Doc, I know.
It's different, though, man. Oh, yeah, but Doc, they run the floor. Big Boy better be ready to run that floor. He better be ready to get up and down that though.
I like his demeanor. I mean, he's in a horrible mood. And I love the fact, see, most the big fellas usually be docile, you know, because you've been told your whole life, don't do it too hard. Be careful. I love his attitude. And he's going up against another big, this athletic. Look, I am not mad at the Huskies. It's just following you for years has taught me that you could lose everything because you fall in love with some of these people. Because of their pedigree. And I'm just telling you what my eyes are telling me. It's going to be a war. I don't think this is going to be tough. This is going to be tight.
It's not. Because I think Hurley is going to say, basically, we are right at the door of a dynasty. We went on Monday with Duke, UCLA.
Why do you have to start with Duke? Wait a minute, let me just ask a question. Why would you start with saying Duke when UCLA had doubled them? Why wouldn't you start at the top?
If I was on the West Coast, I would say UCLA.
No, you don't matter where you're at. Anywhere on the planet, if you're talking about championships, I don't know why you didn't start at the top.
Well, Doc, and that was just to get you going.
No, you don't have to get me going because I know what you're going to do. I see you telegraph all your punches. See, I'm going to give my boy G for the shot. See, G, this is the only thing I don't like about 9 a.m. I lose G. See, because you know my boy, he was fired up. I can't get him till afternoon. But, look, man, I know what you're always trying to push my buttons, but it's not going to happen. I cannot wait. Give our audience some tips. Give our audiences some way. Because a lot of our people, listen, they playing. I mean, you know, they're gonna put a little bit on this. So they're listening to you. All jokes aside, I need your expertise on this breakdown. So our people, I want all my listeners to win and to win. And if they don't win, it's going to be your fault.
That's not pressure. That's not pressure at all. Doc, look. I judge you by the whole year, right? Okay. So one thing, if I can't shake you, I'm not going to be able to break you. And that's just as simple as we can put it. If we were there last year, we built for this firm last year, we know what it takes to get there, then, Doc, there it is. I mean, this team is special. What this coach is doing is special. Are they going to blow them off the floor? Is 10 points a blowout? If 10 points is a blowout, it's a blowout. They're going to push you 94 feet. You better be mentally tough. Because Hurley will get into your head. He's going to get the most out of you. And if you look at all the great young ones, they have the same sort of mindset. And that's what I love about this team. Now, are they going to three-peat? I can't say that. But are they going to repeat? Absolutely. Absolutely. You tell all your listeners on Monday around midnight, hey, man, just text you, call you. I don't know, man. Send an Instagram DM. Them UConn Huskies about that work. And they come from a rugged conference where people don't give the conference. That's what I'm talking about. St. John's, Providence, Seton Hall, Creighton, Marquette, UConn. That's six squads, Doc. All six of them should have been in the Big Dance.
No, you're preaching now. Now you're preaching.
So this is where I'm at. This is what everybody won in college basketball. On the women's side, you got two ones, right? I was not a one. On the men's side, you got two ones. Mm-hmm. This is what everybody wanted to see. Now you're going to get it. And we're going to sit back on Tuesday, and we're going to dissect it, but it is what it is. South Carolina and UConn are going to walk out those buildings with trophies, period.
Yeah, I look forward to Tuesday. I'll be with the Rooster, him coming back. If Philadelphia will allow him to come back after WrestleMania, you know, he's probably – I doubt if he even went to sleep last night, you know, him hanging with all the stars and being a big shot. So that would be good. Dre, appreciate the insight. It's good. I believe this time you might be right. You're not right a lot, but when you are, this one – I'd have to go with you, and we'll follow it up. And Appreciate you dropping all the knowledge on the Step to the Mic podcast.
If you want to keep up
with Andre Jones and all the great things that he's doing in here, and I'll get his stags.
Always.
They do. Because, you know, always. I know that means a lot to you, and it's been a while. Yeah. You know, it's been a minute. And so.
Hey, Donald, have a good one, man.
Have a good one. Hey, Donald, it's I love talking trash with my boy Dre, and we've had so many. And Dr. Sabah's predicting Iowa's victory today. And remember, the last loss to South Carolina was Iowa. I know that. Poor Dr. Sabah. Man, when them Tar Heels, when they're not in it, but I love their passion. We'll go to our first break of the day. Here we come back. Here's the question. Do you have to win a ring to be a GOAT? Holla at me. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Back in a moment.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Beautiful Sunday morning. Spirited. You can just feel it. You know something's on the line. As an athlete, as a team player, your goal is to get to the championship game. If you're lucky enough to get to one, then it's the night before that game. I don't care who you are. You're sitting there trying to figure this thing out. Like, wow. Now, if you're in college as opposed to pros, and it's your senior season, it's it. It's hard to get sleep. That's the most interesting night before a contest you'll ever experience. And then it's game day. And now here we are. And this whole thing since we started with March Madness, and it comes down to this finale, and we've all been treated to just amazing amount of talent on the men's and the women's side. But what bumps this up and what makes this different, because we've been doing this March Madness thing for more than a minute, it's the women's side and the fact that we have something that's a little unusual. And this Caitlin Clark. It's not made up. We're not stuffing this elephant up. This is for real, for real. And girl's a killer. She's a flat-out killer. You know, ain't nobody just pushing her, and she's not getting no preferential. They bumping her. They setting up screen. They doing everything they can to break her down. And I thought UConn almost seemed like they almost got there, but they didn't. Because it's a team deal. It's not tennis or golf. And all of us are guilty, maybe of not giving the rest of that squad a little love. And Donald, that's going to be the key. That is going to be the key. And she got some response. And this is a team deal. But then it's going to come down to, we don't even talk about the rest of the team. It's like, is she the GOAT? Can she win without a GOAT? So that's why the question, I put it out there, just to see what you think about it. And all opinions are welcome. And I did get, for those of you that care, because we love G. He is awake. He up. He good. So I know we worry about him. But no, he's in good spirit. Let's go to Eastern Shore. Love the name. I hope it has something to do with gumbo. Jumbo, what up?
Good morning, Doc. No, it doesn't. That was my nickname as a child because I was quite the hefty child. But anyway, as far as the GOAT, hopefully I'm answering this question correctly. I think off the bat, two athletes that I think of that you could consider in GOAT territory is Dan Marino and, of course, Patrick Ewing. Even though Patrick Ewing won a title in college, he didn't win one in the NBA, but he was an all-time great. And, of course, Dan Marino, without being said what he'd done. And on a personal level, my all-time favorite GOAT will always be Leonard Bias.
Yeah, you know what, man? And those are all fantastic. I mean, you nailed it, dog. You nailed it. I can see right now you had a light Saturday night because you came on this thing throwing flame. And I ain't mad at you at all. I miss Lenny and watching Lenny play when Mike was Mike. And the ACC was really, it was just thumping city. And we probably do not even discuss bias from a collegiate standpoint as often as we should. And of all, you know, and it went the way it ended, we get all that. But what he did and how he did it, man, I ain't mad at you. You just jumped this thing up, man. I appreciate you, Jumbo. And you don't even have to be associated to Gumbo because you knocked it out the park. Have a fantastic Sunday, man. Enjoy it. Where you watching the game at? Oh, you draw. Okay, one of the JYD. Talking hoops? Are you serious?
Oh, of course, naturally, Doc. I'm, you know.
Okay.
Hey,
you a sportsman. I like that.
Hey, you know what? Every time when it gets near March time and all that and basketball time, you know, I can plainly see, I consider one of the great men, first of all, and one of the Big John with that towel over his shoulder.
Yeah.
And what he meant to the game.
Yeah.
And all the good stuff that he sputtered out on the radio.
Yeah.
Making young men into men. So, you know.
Yeah, it's tough. It's I don't say it's tough. I honor this time of the year, and we talked about Coach yesterday, and we'll talk about Coach forever during this time of the year. He meant more than just this time of the year, but this is the emphasis on it. And I know he's you know, with Dean and all them coaches, man, I love that fraternity. I love how they stuck together. And it wasn't kind to them, and it wasn't always easy. And these were real fights, and we have some real ignorant people that were in charge of things. But it brought about change. And as a result, now we're able to really celebrate this game and not look at it based on not even gender or race. Right now, we're just enjoying the game, and I love what I'm feeling now because we have put down a lot of the bigotry, our ignorance, and a lot of men were real ignorant in how they relayed the women's game, and you don't hear none of that now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you know, I mean, it's still there. To me, it's my point of view, it's still there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's
I'll
just,
get you.
It's just yeah. hidden real well.
Yeah, exactly. It's subdued. Because we're not going to get rid of all of it in this country, maybe ever. But it should not lead who we are. It should not be up front.
The main thing is, look here. Black and white people, they hide it real well. But one thing, greed, the greenbacks, the dollars, they don't care what color you are now, as long as you're bringing that in.
Yeah.
But the main thing I say when you talk about goats, yeah, people start counting rings and all like that, but it's the eye test. I mean, come on. Look, was the redhead a goat? Sonny Jurgensen, he didn't win no hardware, but he's a goat.
Yeah, he is a goat.
John Unitas, he won NFC championship. He's a goat.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl that he played in or whatever, you know, he was an old man then.
Yeah.
But whatever.
No, we get it, but we appreciate that. JYD, we up against the break, brother. Appreciate you. Have a blessed Sunday, man. Enjoy the game, man. Enjoy it. I know it's an appointment. I'm not even going to ask what you're doing. I know everybody will be watching it. And we'll continue to light it up. You are welcome. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Be kind to Donald because he's about to make a lot of money tonight. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I'm going to do a little Linnell Willingham, but I'm not going to do it 100 times today. But I do enjoy the participation from the K9 family on X. Eddie D, American History, of course, Wallace, Tailgate Ted, TMC. It's been, brothers and sisters are very active, and I love that in having it. But you will not hear that 120 times over the course of this show. That I promise you, because y'all know what time it is. And if you don't, then it's not worth it. Road in Virginia. Welcome to Championship Sunday.
Hey, Doc, how's it going? I got a quick question. How do we deal with the modern records versus the older records? Because Maverick, Kareem, Oscar Robinson, Maverick, his JV year when he was a freshman, he averaged 40 points, 12 rebounds.
Pistol?
He was playing in the NCAAs.
Okay.
Kareem at UCLA as a freshman averaged 32 points, 22 rebounds. How do we handle those records?
I do. I think you have to do it in a way that you're comfortable with yourself. I do it by errors. I stopped trying to fight it. I stopped saying, you know what? Why would I try to mix up? And I'll tell you how I started on this.
Right.
When everybody was saying these running backs in football.
Exactly.
They got 25 games. My boy Jim Brown did this in like 10, 11. And everybody keeps saying, the guy got 1,000. You should get your behind toe up if you don't get 1,000 yards. And, you know, he got 1,000. Even the receivers now. Hey, he got 1,000 yards. I say, you should fire him if he doesn't get 1,000 yards. But everybody keeps saying it. It's just like X, and it's just like Twitter. They ain't calling it over a year. People still calling it something it's not. So people do what they want to do. But that doesn't mean you have to follow them. I don't. So I go, you know what? In the seven, in that early area, yeah, that was he was a beast. He was a dog. He was a goat. But I'm not going to confuse it for a man that's playing twice as many games. That's ignorant to me. And I don't mind people being ignorant. But I refuse to do that. So I'm with you on this one. It's whatever you want it to be. On that era, 60s, 70s, 50s, there are certain times and periods they didn't even let certain nationalities or people even participate. How can I consider you to be the best at something when you was afraid to let everybody participate? It wasn't inclusive. And I'm going to call you a goat? Never. Never, ever. Not until it was the open playing field and everybody get a shot. Now measure yourself. But see, this country didn't operate that way. Because in a real perfect world, they want a 10-yard head start and a 100-yard dash and then still want a medal. And they actually believe it. I'm not making this up.
Right.
And if you let them get away with it, they will. See, I don't. I just say, you know what? During that time, yeah, that was it. Every time somebody comes up that they don't like the way they look and they change the record, all of a sudden the dunk, they take the dunk out. Somebody do something they can't do, they change it. They move it out. They keep moving the yard markers. They keep moving it. It don't matter. It doesn't really matter. But I'm just going to say it this way, that I take it by errors, and you got to do it any way you're comfortable with. I accept it all the way across the board. Because in the end, when you realize how much the system has cheated, how dishonest the people in charge have been, then you realize this is not worth arguing about, in my opinion. Appreciate the phone call, Rose. 1-800-636-1067. Donald, I mean, look, that's why we do what we do. The whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. How you going to call somebody great at something and you wouldn't let everybody play?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Like you
said,
I
don't know what it is. It's just what I know, what I see. And I grew up and adults did it. It's the same thing happening when we had to play. We had these idiots coaching us in Pop Warner. And they had these things, a drill called a snake drill. It's the dumbest thing I have ever seen in my life. You got to straddle another guy and then go throw on your belly and everybody... We did it around a whole school. I'm thinking to myself, what? Okay, what does this translate into that's going to make you better at something? It was a minor league of torture. And it just proved the fact that there are a lot of times you got people that are in charge that don't know what the hell they're doing. They have no idea. They were just available. Now, I honor youth coaches. You've been listening to me for 30 years. I honor youth coaches. Because I've been one. And I know it costs you money to do it. And we appreciate everybody that's out there volunteering. But for God's sakes, let's set some standards. Because I came up in an era, and a lot of you that are listening, all y'all are not 25, 26 like Linnell. We have some grown-ass people listening. Whose idea was it to come up and call you a sissy if you were thirsty? They held it against you if you wanted to drink water. And you expect me to trust you? I mean, how many people my age around running around with kidney damage or whatever because some nitwits who didn't know what the hell they were doing, they were just available, decided, and I don't want to get into some of the things I was told about women, about if you didn't do something, everything that didn't go a certain way meant you were a woman. It was discouraging. It was belittling. It was demeaning. It was idiotic. Y'all can act like it didn't happen and do whatever the heck you want to do. I'm good with for the most part. But all I'm saying is that I have to protect the next generation of young people coming up, and it's much better now. Our youth coaches and people that are around are fantastic, the job that they're doing. Got to take care of these babies. But don't think just because somebody got a whistle and a hat on or a shirt say coach that they know what they're doing. Heck, we've seen that on a professional level. I'll go to break on that one. Back in a moment. Championship Sunday. Oh, my goodness. Undefeated South Carolina Gamecocks. Who would have thought it? Undefeated and not the top draw. And you know what? It's not fake. It's real. It's real because that's what the Hawkeyes have done. That's what Caitlin Clark has done, has provided. Look, I remember when Steph Curry got his thing going. I was not into the three ball like that because being Neanderthal, growing up in the 60s, 70s, you know, Nate Thurman, all the big boys, Wes Unseld, I'm, you know, the Bruce Bash brothers, those my guys. But I quickly became a fan once I understood the degree of difficulty. Just walk out the next time you get out by a basketball court. Just simply walk to the distance that Steph plays at and what Caitlin's doing. And if you think it's fake, or if you think, oh, they're just pushing her because she's white, no, you a fool. Just walk out there and stand where she's launching from. And then I'll give you five chances to add it, okay, at 10,000 to throw. And then if you miss, you got to pay me half. You in? How many want to be in? Oh, I don't hear nobody. Crickets, huh? Crickets? Oh, okay. Well, I see where you're coming from. G from the shop is up. Dude, I'm so sorry, man. I feel like I threw out the bat signal, canine alert. And then people start calling you. You sleep, and I feel bad. But when I got this early gig call, you know, what am I going to do? I got to lean on you, dog. It's Championship Sunday.
Oh, yeah. You talking about goats, too. I wasn't asleep, Doc. You know, we out here working, man. We got to work. These kids want too much expensive stuff, man.
You know, I understand that. But the ring of the goat, synonymous, Don, three times into it. I mean, we get all of this, but there's a little bit of debate. It's not a controversy, but it is debate in terms of does she have to win this afternoon to be a GOAT?
Oh, it's all how, you know, I call a lot of people GOATs. You know, some people got their one goat, but it's the way you approach and go at the game and how you affect the game in all aspects. You, like, even if you just cutting grass, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of the goats that cutting grass. You know, you just got to go at it like a champion. Sometimes you might fail. Like back in the day, if I wasn't born a Redskin fan, I would have been a Buffalo Bills fan because that team that I watched growing up, Marv Levy, Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, and them ain't never winning. They ain't never winning.
No, they didn't.
But I got major respect for that team. You know, we talking Dan Marino. He's in my top five. He's in a lot of people's top five GOATs. And he ain't never get to win a Super Bowl. Charles Barkley the same way. Somebody brought up Lenny Bias, man. And Lenny Bias is definitely one of the GOATs from here. And he's definitely a martyr also because he's one of the major reasons I never attempted to try cocaine, you know.
So it's all subjective. Like Kevin Sheehan, man. Kevin Sheehan ain't never won a damn championship in his life, but he's damn sure one of the GOATs, you know?
Yeah, oh, no. And, Coach? Oh, come on, yeah. No, you
no,
make a
we
point.
Talking Maryland. We talking Maryland, Doc, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
God rest his soul, we just lost Lefty. But Lefty ain't never winning. But he's one of the major reasons Calipari is. Man, Lefty was Calipari before Calipari. He was Amen. The number one recruiting dude that ever was born, you know what I'm saying? So he never win no NCAA championship, and we call him a GOAT. My man Miles Rawls down Berry Farms, one of the greatest announcers, commentators I've ever heard. But he might never be on ESPN, you know?
So I like it when we say a GOAT as opposed to the GOAT. A GOAT.
Well, not, but see, that's the thing. A GOAT can be changed every day. Every day we
right,
wake up.
Right, right. So guys say he's a GOAT. No, it is it's a terrific compliment. I get it. But what you just bullseyed for me, and I hope Donald marks this, is that you said you never even considered Lynn Bias' death, which it was a rim rattler. I'll never forget the moment. I went to a Dean's salon downtown. I just flown in from L.A., and I got in. I walked into the salon because all the brothers that had a high IQ, that barbershop thing overrated. Go to a salon. But anyway, that's for a different lesson down the road. And you said you never even considered cocaine because it took down a brother who was built like a Sherman tank. And his death became, and how many lives were saved as a result of that? Because if you, who a dude, you ain't scared of much at all, I think that's the learning teaching point from this hour right now. I will freeze. Well,
oh, most definitely, because I'm from a long line of a good amount of addicts in my family, and much respect to them, because we all battling with something, but.
Yeah.
From this area, which I was an 82 baby, that yeah. crack era, the murder capital.
Yeah.
Lenny Bias from here. I done had many games up in Northwestern High School. G done played many games up in Northwestern High School. Oh yeah, he definitely saved my life.
Now that's strong. Who you going with? You want to pick you tonight? We trying to help people make money. And Donald, I think Donald took a couple losses. He ain't saying much, so it means he lost. So we're trying to help him get back on the good foot.
Oh yeah, I definitely have some losses for sure.
You got some losses.
Well, I had three out of the four, right? Because I had Iowa money line, and I had South Carolina to beat the brakes off NC State. So I was correct on that. I also was correct on Purdue to cover that against NC State yesterday, and Zach Edey and them, but. I was looking good for a second until UConn put that onslaught on at the end, man, because I had Alabama to cover. I said it wasn't going to be that close.
Boy,
I mean, I said it was going to be close, but, yeah, that onslaught was something serious, man. Yeah, and Dan Hurley, like Bobby, like Dan Hurley's father. Mm-hmm. I've been knowing him, his name for years, just like Morgan Wooten. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a lot of goats out here. I got Iowa. I want Iowa to win, so we can be talking about her as a definitive GOAT. I don't want nobody to be like, Caitlin Clark ain't no GOAT because she ain't winning. But she got a juggernaut to overcome because South Carolina, that platoon, they Dawn Staley got this. It's going to be hard, bro. It's going to be real difficult.
Yeah, it's going to be there. Hey, G, as always, man, love for you. It's in the water. And I know now that we get G, the word will get to the 757, and you know what we'll be following shortly after. Time to take a break. We're going to get the coach. On the other side, you know, he's aging a little bit, so we had to move his time back so he could get his rest in. All kidding aside, Coach McAdams breaking it down for us in the 10 o'clock hour. Don't miss a minute of it right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.